Wednesday of the second week of Lent. The first reading is from Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 18 to 20. The people of Judah and the citizens of Jerusalem said, "Come, let us contrive a plot against Jeremiah. It will not mean the loss of instruction from the priests, nor of counsel from the wise, nor of messages from the prophets. And so let us destroy him by his own tongue. Let us carefully note his every word. Heed me, O Lord, and listen to what my adversaries say. Must good be repaid with evil, that they should dig a pit to take my life? Remember that I stood before you to speak in their behalf, to turn away your wrath from them." The word of the Lord. Dear family, we see the sorrow of Jeremiah, that the very people that he tried to save from the punishment of God betray him. And look at the cunning attitude of the people. And by the way, it's the people of Judah and the citizens of Jerusalem. So it's not just two or three. It seems to be like a popular rejection against Jeremiah. And so they want to plot against him. But notice they justify themselves, thinking, because we get rid of him, that doesn't mean that we will not have the instruction of the priests and the counsel of the wise and the messages from prophets. It's like to say, you know, our contacts with God will continue, but not this particular prophet that we dislike. Do you see how this is a warning to us? In other words, make your own religion. You keep what you like. You have the contacts that do not conflict with your interests. And then you think you're okay with God. And Jeremiah, of course, is grieving because of this. So let us now go to the gospel. It's Matthew 20, verses 17 to 28. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves and said to them on the way, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dear family, this is the third time that Jesus reveals to the apostles what will happen when they arrive to Jerusalem, how he's going to be handed over, and he would be crucified. But it will end with the triumph, his resurrection on the third day. The three times the apostles completely resisted this truth, this message, and wanted to go in a different direction because they were thinking as men do and not as God does. They had their own projections of how things should be. Now, this is not here in the gospel so that we think that the apostles are stupid. No, it's here in the gospel so that we know that we do the same thing. This is the human condition. This is why we need redemption. And that's why Jesus perseveres teaching over and over, hoping, desiring that we open our hearts and our minds to this truth. If we want a new life, if we want to partake of his life, we need to take our cross with him, follow him until the end. And so, having heard the message, what happens? James and John arrange with their mom because they did not dare to ask themselves. And mom goes to Jesus. Now, there's a lot of good in what this woman does. She honors the Lord. She recognizes that he is destined to be king, but she completely misses what this kingdom is about. Now, Jesus does not even answer her because he sees the whole plot and he sees that James and John are behind this, so he goes directly to them and asks them, are you willing to drink of the chalice that I will drink? And they say, we can. And then he replies, my chalice you will indeed drink. Probably the two were thinking about a chalice in the victory banquet after he becomes the king of Jerusalem. And so they were very fast in saying, yes, we want to drink this cup. But Jesus is not referring to that. He's referring to drinking the cup of suffering, which is the cross. And ironically, the two that will be to the right and to the left of Jesus in his kingdom, that is, in his crucifixion, because that is the only throne he ever had on earth, will be two criminals accused with him and punished to death. So definitely they did not know what they were asking. We pray today, my dear family, that before we pray, we really desire God's will to be done, and that we learn this lesson. The Lord says, if you want to be great, then we have to be servants of all. We have to be the slaves. And Jesus says, he himself is the model. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. A ransom is giving himself so that we can live. And now we are called to do the same. Give our lives so that others can live. We live for God and for others. That is the Christian path. And so we have to go against the natural tendency of our flesh, which is to seek to be applauded, admired, put in first places. My dear family, this is the way we are. And sometimes we are resentful if they slight us, if they don't understand us, they don't accept us. The Lord is calling us, look at me, be one with me, become a servant, a slave. God bless you.